For 2017, Santa Rosa remained in the top 10 for the sixth year in a row, now ranked as the seventh healthiest of Florida's 67 counties after moving up from its number 8 ranking last year. Okaloosa improved its ranking from 12th to 11th. But Escambia trended in the other direction, falling 3 places to 58th in the state. Dr. John Lanza is director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia. He says one of the key reasons for the health disparities across the region is the level of poverty, which is worse in Escambia.
A lot of what we see as far as health outcomes go, including the ones at the top there, health outcomes, which deals with mortality and illness, quality of life, a lot of that can be explained by poverty, the stress associated with that, the lack of exercise, good nutrition, the lack of perhaps access to quality medical care in some situations.
According to the report released by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and its partners, 27% of children in Escambia live in poverty, while that number is much lower at 17% in Santa Rosa and 19% in Okaloosa. When it comes to health factors and health behaviors, Escambia is slightly higher than neighboring counties in the area of adult obesity, 29%, teen births, 43%, and sexually transmitted diseases totaling 596.
We have some of the highest STD rates in the state here. We've been trying for years and years and years with the assistance of all of our healthcare providers to talk about safer sex, you know, decreasing HIV infections, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia. I mean, that's one of those areas that we definitely need to work on.
In terms of improvements, Escambia County's graduation rate has increased over the years, now up to 73%. There have also been improvements in smoking rates among adults in Escambia and across the region.
Well, what we've done is that we've actually gone beyond the county health rankings, and we've looked at a total of about 164 different indicators.
Nora Bailey is executive director of the Live Well Partnership for a Healthy Community, which has partnered with the health department and many other organizations to work on solutions to the biggest health problems in both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. The priority areas identified for both counties are tobacco use, access to health care, and healthy weight and nutrition.
One of the issues that we're really focused on right now is how do we improve access for people who live in food deserts and who don't have transportation? How can we improve their ability to buy healthy foods? So we've started to talk about several different initiatives, such as community gardens. We already have some in the community, but how do we increase the number of those?
All right, boys and girls, we're ready to get from Mr. Finley, the gangster partner.
That's the principal at C.A. Weiss Elementary School, introducing healthy food advocate Ron Finley to her kindergarten, first grade, and second grade students. Finley immediately begins to explain how creating your own garden in whatever space you have is cool, healthy, and pretty.
And this is what we want our neighborhoods to look like. We want, just like other neighborhoods, we want our neighborhoods to be vibrant and beautiful and healthy, just like other parts of the city. Thing about it, we have to do it.
Finley presented a talk about community gardening during this week's Experience UWF Downtown lecture. He says he was impressed by the questions from the kids, and he knows that it's important for their future to get them educated about food and health sooner rather than later.
Imagine if I learned what sustainability meant at 7 years old. Imagine if I learned how to grow my own food, the freedom that has. Imagine if I lived in a neighborhood that I didn't see violence every day, you know, that there wasn't drugs and alcohol everywhere, that they weren't easier to get than an organic apple. Imagine that.
Now, Finley isn't necessarily describing the neighborhoods that feed into Weiss, but because of the many hurdles the students there face because of poverty, it's been targeted as a community school. The result is a comprehensive approach for dealing with all the needs of the students and their families. When it comes to the health of the community at large, Dr. John Lanza points to Pensacola's recent Ciclovia event, aimed at promoting healthy activities such as walking and biking. Otherwise, the director of the Department of Health, Escambia, says everything is on the table.
Looking at how to prevent infant deaths, to provide exercise programs for children in Chaco centers, you know, less than 6 years of age, anti-smoking, anti-obesity issues. So we're going to keep plugging away to try to improve our health factors and health outcomes.
Specifically for Escambia, the goal is to move the needle on health in a positive direction. That means not slipping back to the county's lowest ranking of 59 in 2015 and moving toward and possibly surpassing their best ranking of 47 in 2011. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.